at the Ag Relations Council meeting in Fort Myers, Florida. With me is the new president of the Ag Relations Council, Mace Thornton, with the American Farm Bureau Federation. And Mace, why don't you give us now a status report, the president's State of the Arc report. Where are we at as far as membership is concerned? Because you're really just getting us organization back on the road.
We are getting the Ag Relations Council up and running again. We are over 80 members now. That is agricultural public relations professionals from across the country. And this is the organization that really specializes in bringing PR people to the table in agriculture so we can talk about some common challenges and to discuss strategy and tactics. It never really did totally go away. But at one point, our membership 3 or 4 years ago was very low. So I'd like to thank a lot of people who are involved in rebuilding this organization, including my predecessor as president, Darren Johnson, with Ray and Kaiser. Just did an outstanding job of leading this organization the past 2 years.
This meeting here in Fort Myers has been outstanding. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, we had a really good meeting around classroom style, to share strategy about how best to take our message and programs that work to the people that are involved in consuming our products. Mm-hmm. And we heard from Gary Myers, very established public relations professional, talking about strategy. We heard from some local folks here in Florida who did an outstanding job of outlining the challenge of water quality regulations that they are facing.
And also we heard some really interesting information from the University of Florida group on social media about measuring.
Measuring social media is something that I think that all of us struggle a bit to get our arms around. I think the main thing is that we know that farmers and ranchers are out there using tools such as Facebook and Twitter to not only engage with each other, but more importantly, to reach out to the consuming public and to really take the message about what's going on their farm, why they do what they do. It's a new world, not only for agriculture, but for communicating about agriculture.
And a top-notch tour.
We started off at Warden Farm, which is a community-supported agricultural organic operation, fruit and vegetables primarily. From there, we went on to a combination cattle ranch citrus grove, and it was really outstanding to see the really innovative ideas that the gentleman involved with that operation had put together in order to bring revenue to their operation. They have a habitat for endangered tortoises that they have established on some set-aside acreage. Whenever a tortoise is found in a construction zone, the tortoise goes to their land and they receive an incentive payment to take care of it.
Why do you think it's so important for PR professionals in agriculture, agribusiness organizations to be involved in the Agricultural Relations Council?
This is the organization that totally caters to public relations. Agriculture public relations is a different kind of an animal. And this organization is totally about bringing PR people who not only communicate to their members, to farmers and ranchers, but also they serve as that bridge to the public. And not only communicating on behalf of the people and the products that they represent, but also providing tools for farmers and ranchers themselves to better communicate.
And it seems like today, with the way the landscape is so totally changed for PR in just the last 5 years, it's more important than ever.
It is more important than ever. With the foodie movement, of course, you know, that is a very positive thing from our standpoint. People want to know more and more about not only where their food comes from, but who produced it, how they produced it, and being able to make the connection through social media, through traditional public relations, is something that, while we talked about it a lot, maybe 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't happening, but now it is happening, and that's very encouraging.
All right, thank you very much. Mace Thornton, the new president of the Ag Relations Council here at the ARC meeting in Fort Myers. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.